Father, we bless you, we praise you, we glorify you. You are our Lord, our King, and our Father, and you are in control of all that we are and leading us onward and onward and upward to glory. Father, we thank you for the time that we have to share together. We praise you, O Father, for your presence that fills our hearts and our lives, and your joy and your peace and your love that you have given to us. We thank you, Father, that you are Lord and we are the children and sheep of your pasture, that you have brought us forth even for this hour, and that your glory and your power resides within us, that we are your dwelling place. We glorify thee, O our Father. Amen.
Amen.
Isaiah 41 and verse 13. I want to just read this from two translations. I want to read it from the King James, and then we're going to read it from the Message Bible. Isaiah 41:13. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying unto you, Fear not, I will help you. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and you men of Israel, I will help you, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make you a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shall make the hills as chaff. The Message Bible said, that's right, because I, your God, have a firm grip on you, and I am not letting you go. I'm telling you, don't panic. I'm right here to help you. Do you feel like a lowly worm, Jacob? Don't be afraid. Feel like a fragile insect, Israel? I'll help you. I, God, want to reassure you. The God who buys you back, the Holy One of Israel, I'm transforming you from worm to harrow, from insect to iron. As a sharp tooth harrow, you will smooth out the mountains, turn those tough old hills into loamy soil. Very interesting, I think. We talk about the things that we're going through, the things that are happening in our lives. I really think that the dawning of God's spiritual day is an interesting place to live, because actually we're living between two revelations that God has given the world. We're seeing the new revelation, we're seeing the unfolding of the new day, and we're coming out of the old revelation. And in the dawning of the day is sometimes kind of hard to see. And we already know that we have to walk by faith. We already know that God doesn't show us but one step at a time, and that he unfolds his word step by step. And I think that sometimes in times like this, we need to be reminded. And I think it's wonderful he said that he would hold us by his right hand. And the Message Bible said, I, your God, have a firm grip on you, and I'm not letting you go. You know, that's a wonderful thought, that no man can pluck you out of the hand of God. Mm-hmm. That we are secure in him who is our Father. That he has purchased our salvation on Calvary for all the world. And he has redeemed us unto himself and restored us back into relationship with him. And that nothing can change that situation. I know I grew up in church that just about every Sunday everybody would go back and rededicate their life, because according to the way they believed, if you sinned or did something wrong, you had already backslid and you had to go repent and do it all over again. And And the more I studied and looked at it, the more I came to the conclusion that no man can pluck you out of the hand of God, that nothing can separate us from the love of God. And just like if you were adopted into a family, you'd have all the legal rights of a son, no matter what you do. You know, you can't be unadopted. You can't be unborn. Once you're born into a family, you're born there for life. I don't care how much you divorce your mom and dad, or how much you don't like them, or how much you don't have anything to do with them, you're still their child. And that's the way it is with our Father, even much more so. He birthed us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son. And nothing can change that. And He says, I've got you by the right hand. I'm holding on. And I'm right here. He said, I'm telling you, don't panic. I'm right here to help you. When the sun begins to rise out of the night and into the dawn of a new day, it's kind of gray, and you know, you begin to see things and fuzzy, and then as the sun rises, the day becomes clear and you can see clearly. Well, in this time that we're walking in right now, we're walking by faith. We're trusting our Father that He is leading us in the right direction. I mean, you can't see Him. You can know His presence. You can hear His words within you. Though they may not be audible, you know it's Him speaking. It's all about faith in our Father that He is leading us in that right direction, that our hand is in His hand. And He tells us, He said, I'll guide you with mine eye. You know, how long is the dawn of God's new day? We don't know. You know, if we could hurry it up, we would. But it's all according to God's purpose. He said, line upon line and precept upon precept. And the fact of the matter is that there are people who all they live for is a new revelation. If a person or a minister is not moving to something new all the time, they'll go find somebody else that is. But in God's economy, God gives us a revelation, and then we have to walk out that revelation till it becomes a part of us. And we can see that in our lives. We can see the evolvement of God's Word in our lives as we have walked by faith until that Word became so much a part of us that only God could change it. I mean, if he showed us something new, and actually what happens when God shows us something new, He builds on that He's already shown us. I mean, we can't throw out our initial being birthed into the kingdom of God. We can't throw out our initial being filled with the Holy Spirit. God, when God moves, He doesn't throw out that which was. He builds on it. He gives us a deeper understanding of it. He opens it up in a broader sense of the way. And we see it, but we're always built upon that former revelation. And in order to do that, we have to understand thoroughly what God has said to us. And sometimes that's tedious, hearing Him speak it and hearing Him work it out within us and hearing Him teach it to us. It takes time for us to begin to walk in the fullness of that God is speaking to us. And so we're coming out of the night into the dawning of the day, and we're walking with Him and looking around, and we say, God, what's going on? You know, what's happening? My life's in turmoil. Everything that touches me is in turmoil. I'm walking in the midst of a valley. Or you know, where you've got, just like Jeremiah, you fenced me in, you know? God is the same. The darkness is light to Him. And it always reminds us that when we see Him or hear Him say, I've got you by the hand. Don't panic. It's my revelation that I'm unveiling to you. And I'm right here to help you out. And he asked Jacob, he said, do you feel like a lonely worm, Jacob? Don't be afraid. Do you feel like a fragile insect, Israel? I'll help you out. I, God, want to reassure you. How about that? God wants to reassure us that we're walking in the right pathway. And I think the way that he does that many times is the peace that he gives us. I mean, when I hear a word sometime and there's no peace in it, I don't touch it. I say, Lord, if that's your word, you're going to have to show it to me. You're going to have to unveil it to me. You're going to have to reveal it to me. Because as of right now, there's no peace in that word that I hear. And then if down the road it is his word, he will reveal it within us. So he said, don't panic. You know, God never rushes. He never gets ahead of himself, and he never lags behind. He is the God of the eternal now. And no matter what we think, what is working out in our life is according to his purpose and not our purpose. He's laid it out. He showed us. I mean, look. What happened? Isaiah, 400 and some years before, saw the coming of the Messiah. 400 and some years before, he said, oh, wow, I ain't got 400 years. I know we don't have 400 years. But I think God has accelerated his revelation. I can look in my life, we can each one look in our lives, and we can see the unfolding of the revelation that God has given us and built in our lives, and it's been quick. It's not taken years and years for him to work it in us and begin to give us a new and a fresh revelation. He's continually unveiling himself. But yet, just say, that was 400 and some years before Christ came. And, you know, when they received the infant of the Holy Spirit in 1906, then it was the 1960s. Well, actually, the next one was around the 40s that God revealed the fivefold ministries and placed them in the church and the gifts of the Spirit. And then in the 60s, the revelation of the charismatic movement where he poured out his flesh all over the earth upon people that were not even seeking for it. And out of all of that, I mean, in the last years, he's established within us the salvation of all, the manifestation of the sons of God. I mean, there's been an acceleration of the revelation that God has given us. And he says, I want to just reassure you. You know, I'm in charge. I'm in control. I'm the one that is working out my purposes in the earth. And nobody can stop what I have said. I'm going to do it. It's going to happen. He that hath begun a good work in us is going to bring it to completion. He that started the revelation and showed us the unveiling of his light in us is going to bring it to completion, he says. And then in verse 14, he says, the Lord who buys you back, the Holy One of Israel. In verse 15 says, I'm transforming you from word to harrow. And the King James says it's a threshing instrument. Well, we know what a threshing instrument is. It's an instrument of harvest. Hallelujah. God says, changing you. I'm transforming you from worm to an instrument of harvest. From insect, powerless insect, to iron, which is strong and has ability of strength. So he says, I'm making you into a harrow, a threshing instrument, a sharp-toothed harrow, a harvesting instrument. And that's exactly what God's doing with the manifestation of the sons of God. He is preparing a son in the earth that will harvest the earth and bring mankind into the fold and into fellowship with the Father. That's what he's doing. He's making us. And if we look at it, all that has been done up until now, yes, there's been great revivals. There's been many a soul saved under the ministry of Billy Graham and these ministers today. But if we look at it, there's a multitude that has never come to know the Lord. And the son that God is bringing in the earth in this hour is a instrument of harvest that is going to break the bondage upon mankind, that is going to break the chains of death and sin and destruction and restore mankind back to the place that we were in God before we were put on this earth. Now, what that's going to look like, I don't know. I know that we're going to have a body like Jesus had. I know that he could eat. And I also know that he could disappear and appear. I know that he could pass through walls. And I know above all else, he was immortal. And we're going to have a body. Because he lives, we live also. And the bondage that this people is going to break upon the earth. And the thing about it is that this is God's ultimate promise to mankind after Jesus Christ. That when God's sons are manifested in the earth, that he is going to break the bondage and the curse that was upon them. And that people which we are, that he is making into an instrument of harvest, is totally different from any instrument of harvest he's had in the past. Because the instruments of harvest in the past have only been to save them, to restore them back to God in one dimension. But this instrument of harvest is going to bring immortality, health, and restore creation back to the Father. And so he says, I'm going to make you a sharp-toothed harrow, and you're going to smooth out the mountains, and you're going to turn tough old hills into loamy soil, into soil that can receive the seed of the Word of God, that will birth that seed within all mankind and bring it forth to the glory of God. In Psalm 16 and verse 11, he said, Thou wilt show me the path of life. Not death. You know, God don't deal in death. God deals in life. If you look at Paul's ministry and the books that he wrote, Paul didn't deal in death either. Paul dealt in life. He said, You're going to show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. You see, it's in his presence. Learning, as we talked about for the last couple of weeks or more, talking about the narrowing of our vision, or I really would rather say, bringing our vision to only behold the Father. That as we talked about that, we are learning to live in his presence. In his presence. He said he's going to show us the path of life. And in his presence is fullness of joy. And at his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And one last verse. Psalm 119, 105. The psalmist said, Your word. And when he's talking about your word, I don't believe he's talking about this written word. If you go back and look up the word in the Hebrew, that means a spoken word. It's a word of revelation. It's an unveiled word within us. It's the word that the Spirit has made life within us. He said, your word is a lamp or light unto my feet, and a lamp unto my path, and a light unto my path. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. In other words, God's telling us, I've got a hold of you, and I'm going to keep on holding on to you. You know, where are you going to go? If God's got a hold of you, He's not going to let go. He said, I'm not letting go. You're going through. One way or the other, you're going through. He says, no man come to the Father except I drag him. King James says draw, but the word in the Greek is drag. He's laid his hand upon us. God's hand, hallelujah, has been laid upon a people that were chosen in him out before the foundation of the world, and has been brought forth for the purpose of being a part of a first fruits company that have seen that which is about to come upon the earth. The word of revelation that God has put within a people that is being birthed as sons in the earth. And he says, it doesn't matter. There's nothing you can do to change that. We look at the situation we're in, we say, well, God, how can you love this lump of clay? This bag of flesh and bones with all that's in it. But God says, hey, I don't look at the outside. I look at that part that came out from me, that your spirit. I look at that which you really are. And that's what I look at. He said, I've got a hold of you, and I'm not going to turn you loose. I'm going to bring you through. You're an overcomer. You're a conqueror. You're more than an overcomer. As I've said before, you're destined unto victory. And though in this dawning of a new day, when things are fuzzy and the light has not shone as clearly as it will, he says, I'm not going to let you go. I'm going to bring you through. I have established you upon a rock that cannot and shall not and will not be moved. A foundation that is firmer than anything on this earth. And your destiny, our destiny, has already been proposed and sealed and finished before the foundation of the world. That God is going to bring us through. He's going to establish us. He's transforming us into a threshing instrument with sharp teeth that is going to harvest the white fields of this world that Jesus talked about that were ready for harvest. He says, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are ready for harvest. And hallelujah, God is building a combine, if you want to put it in that way. A many-membered son combine that is going to go through this earth harvesting those of God's creation. Breaking the bondage or the shell of deception and death, and only restoring the pure seed back into God. He's going to do it. That's what he's doing with you. And he said, I'm not going to let you go. I'm not going to turn you loose. I've got a hold of you. And until this work is finished, to the transforming and the metamorphosing of that which is between our ears, until his word has finished the work in our mind and has transformed and metamorphosed our mind, and has brought total and complete salvation to that which is between our two ears, he says, I'm not going to let you go. I've already destined you to victory. I know what you can walk through. I already know. I know what I've built within you. I know the word that I have established within you, the strength that I have given to you, the faith that I have placed within you. You have the ability to walk through all that is facing you, because I'm not going to let you go. I've got a hold of you. You're in my right hand. And nothing can pluck you out. Nothing can separate you. Nothing can change what I have said from the foundation of the world about you, what I have declared over you. And Ephesians says that he's blessed us. He's eulogized us with all the blessings of God. Hallelujah. And so no matter how dark the night may get or how deep the valley may be, there is a hilltop that is coming very shortly that you're going to crawl, mount, and you're going to stand on. And then you're going to look back and say, that wasn't so bad. Hallelujah. Because the benefits and the revelation and the word and in his presence is the fullness of joy. And at his right hand there's pleasures forevermore. And the word of revelation, the word of spirit, the word that is unfolded within us is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. That he is opening up and showing to us the things of the Father. And he's trusting us with a revelation that is precious and dear to us that he's brought us through. So he's not going to let you go. He's not going to pamper us either. Because he knows what it takes to bring us to the place of transformation and metamorphosis. And whatever it takes, he's going to do it. And it's already designed. And the thing about it is that the battle is already won. The war is over. And that we're just walking out that which God has already said within our lives. Oh yes, sometimes it gets hard and sometimes it gets dark. And sometimes we say, Lord, what are you doing? Oh, you know, where am I at? But his light will always shine through. His revelation will always speak. And he will always allow us to know that we are in his hand and no one can pluck you out. Hallelujah. That we are his children, that were proclaimed, that were birthed in him before the foundation, and that were chosen in him before the foundation of the world. He says, you are declaring it, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Hallelujah. He didn't say you will be. He said you are. And not as the King James Version says you will be predestinated. He says you are predestinated. Conformed. Already conformed to the image of the Son of God. Not will be, but are. We need to look at those things that God has declared over us. They're as well as done. It's as well as being done. He has said it. It is sealed. It is finished. It is over with. He says it's done. But you're walking it out. And the walking out of the revelation of God within us establishes it within us. That nothing can turn us from the right to the left. That we hear his voice. He said, my sheep know my voice. And they follow me. And he said, who are these in Revelation? He said, these are they that came out of great tribulation, who followed the Lamb, the Son of God, whithersoever he goeth. And that's what we're doing. Hallelujah. We are following our Father where he leads us, no matter where it is. Because it is unto an ultimate victory that he is birthing in our lives. Hallelujah. Father, we just bless you and we just thank you to know that you have your hand on us and that you will never, 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 never let us go. That you have called us, that your purposes are being worked out within our lives, and that we are your children forever and ever, and no man can change that, that you have spoken over our lives. We bless him with everything that is within us. Amen.